Hi, this is Jamie Chairs, Instructional Designer in CERT, and today this podcast is on our faculty spotlight. Dr. Andrea Arcava, Assistant Professor in the Brooks College of Health, teaches a 3,000-level course that she finds to be one of the most challenging in the nutrition and dietetics curriculum. The course has a biochemical focus where students apply concepts of metabolism, of micro and macronutrients to the dietetics profession. This class is taught once a week for 2 hours and 45 minutes. She usually has a presentation with lecture and a lot of diagrams and videos for the first 75 minutes of class and activities for the remainder of the time. I noticed that it is impossible for students to pay attention in class for more than a few minutes. It takes only 1 minute of distraction to completely lose the line of thought. So I started recording the class lectures to help students get back on track if they get lost in class. There are many options available for the creation of video and narrated presentations, but it is not always clear up front what the cost, capabilities, and limitations will be with each tool. Dr. Arcava first used Blackboard Collaborate to record her lessons, but had to give the presentation twice, once in person and once via Collaborate. She tried using Camtasia to record the actual class presentation, but the videos were too long with classroom interruptions and questions and answers. This method also required the added step of uploading the file to ShareStream for posting in Blackboard. After meeting with an instructional designer in CERT, Dr. Arcava tried a free add-on for Microsoft PowerPoint called Office Mix, and she's been very pleased with the results. Office Mix adds interactive functionality to the already familiar PowerPoint presentation software. Anyone who has Microsoft PowerPoint for Windows can download Office Mix at no cost. In addition to adding narration to your presentations, Office Mix offers the following benefits: adding inking, webcam videos, and screen captures to your presentations, assess and require students to be active throughout the presentation with simulations, polls, multiple choice, and open-ended questions. Files are stored in a Microsoft Online Gallery account, so they do not count towards file storage limits in Canvas. And analytics inform you who is watching and where presentations lose viewers. As a first-time user, Dr. Arcava was happy with how easy the process was. It took 30 seconds to download the add-on to my computer, and all I need is a microphone to record my presentations. My favorite feature is that I can record one slide at a time, and if I don't like recording for any particular slide, I can just delete that specific recording and redo it. This makes my life much easier. I also like the fact that I can choose to have a file in MP4 format. I usually do that in addition to the embedded link in Canvas, because students like to download it onto their computers to listen in the car or places where they don't have internet access. Dr. Arcava discovered two downsides. While recording a presentation, there isn't a typing tool, only drawing with a pen, and an inability to go back to a previous slide. She has learned to work around to alleviate her issues, add an additional duplicate slide instead of going back to a previous slide. Another feature of Office Mix is that it has an online application that allows for integration with Canvas. While a normal PowerPoint presentation that has been uploaded online to Canvas doesn't allow users to click on interactive elements inside the presentation, the cloud-hosted Office Mix PowerPoints give students access to interactive content within the presentation. Presentations can be assigned through the assignment tool, which will create a Turnitin button for students to click when they are finished watching the presentation, and a column in the gradebook. Analytics are recorded in your Microsoft Office Mix gallery, where you can view valuable statistics about how long students are spending on each slide, how many times a slide has been viewed, and which individual students are viewing the slides. Dr. Arcava is now assigning her students to use Office Mix to create 5-minute presentation videos. She hopes that they will find it easy to use and that she can use it in her classes, both for her presentations and student work. To learn more about Office Mix and its Canvas integration, schedule a consultation with an instructional designer. We also plan to repeat our CERT event, Dynamic Content in Canvas, Office Mix, and Google Apps, in spring 2017.